Scientists who do government-funded research should soon be able to get little vials of cells that were previously off-limits, stem cells. The National Institutes of Health has just okayed 13 stem cell lines made from human embryos. It's part of an effort to boost stem cell research, as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports.
Back in August of 2001, President George W. Bush said scientists could use federal dollars to study human embryonic stem cells. But because of concerns about destroying embryos to extract the cells, only the small number of stem cell lines that had already been created were made eligible for public funds.
We have been restricted for the last 8 years, and only the most intrepid investigators have taken on the challenge of working with human embryonic stem cell lines.
George Daly is among the intrepid. His lab at Children's Hospital Boston has used private funds to create new stem cell lines. Earlier this year, when the Obama administration announced its intention to expand stem cell research, Daly jumped at the chance to get his cell lines approved for researchers using federal money.
We sent a 130-page document to the NIH back in July.
The paperwork showed that 11 of his cell lines met a slew of new ethical requirements. The embryos used were left over from fertility treatments and donated by people who gave their informed consent. The NIH now has approved Daly's cell lines, along with two others from Rockefeller University in New York City. Francis Collins is director of the NIH. He says nearly 100 additional stem cell lines are under review.
I think people are champing at the bit for the opportunity to get started in exploring this area of research with federal funds.
And he says the NIH has already awarded about $21 million in grants for research on approved cell lines. More grants are expected early next year. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.